Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We are glad that you're here with us, and I have some questions for you today, Jeannie.
Me?
Are you ready?
Okay. I thought you were going to ask them questions, not me.
Well, I'll ask both of you questions.
Okay, all of us.
Everybody listening in here.
Okay.
What are your expectations? What are your thoughts? What do you expect when you hear that God's going to lead you? I mean, what do you think that looks like? And if we're saying, trust God because he's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. What do you think about when somebody says that to you?
Hopeful expectation. I get excited. I feel like it's going to be better than where I'm at right now. Especially if I have confirmation that he's moving me to a specific place or something different, and I know that it's God, you know? So I guess I would, I know better, but I normally would just expect that it's going to be smooth sailing.
Oh.
It's going to be
So if I say
clear
God's,
and easy, and
yeah,
it's all going to click.
I'm getting it. So if I say to you that God's going to lead you, then you think, oh, this is going to be hunky-dory. When was the last time you heard hunky-dory?
Again, in grammar school again.
It's going to be easy. It's going to be better.
Yeah. I just, because so often when things go wrong, supposedly, circumstances, you know, we often will say, well, that must not have been God's will. Or we'll start doubting whether it's God's will. Because in your mind, you think if it is God's will and you're right in the middle of it and you're right on target, when the door opens, it just should go perfect. Everything should just line up, you know?
It should be a piece of cake.
That's another one. Hunky-dory piece of cake. Okay, yeah.
What if I told you I could come up with multiple examples from the scriptures of when God leads somebody, sometimes it gets tougher.
Yeah, for a season.
For a season, yeah.
Yeah, for a variety of different reasons. Yeah. But, yeah, so I need to encourage my own heart and encourage other people's hearts that when you're in step with what God's will is and you've just had confirmation, you know, it's not just a hopeful thing. You know, this is what God's told you.
Right.
Let's say marrying somebody or let's say the new job that you're supposed to have or you're making a move to a different place to live. And it's not just hopeful anymore. It's been really confirmed that this is what God has for you. So your expectation is that, you know, everything's just going to click. You're not going to have any resistance. It's just going to be lovely. So,
Or I've been touched by God and he's told me to be more loving. And so everybody else is just going to be more loving to me.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. So God knows our hearts and that if we get overly confident... that we just seem to start drifting again. You know, like, okay, God, I got this now. Thanks for the help. Here I go, you know, and we forget about him. So maybe that's a part of it sometimes. But I have found that when God opens a door and I walk through it, and I, even though I'm sure that this is it, that he doesn't always have it past a day at a time still.
Sure.
In fact, I was reading... today I saw this quote by Greg Laurie. He says, "The Lord does not usually give us a full roadmap in life. Rather, he usually leads us one step at a time."
Yeah. I talked about that a little bit on Sunday.
Yeah. Same and we might not like that, but that is what he does.
Yeah. And
not just with you, but with all of his kids.
Yeah. And I was saying that I believe one of the – you know, he doesn't give you a – I was like, wouldn't it be nice if God gave you this map of your whole life once you got saved? Well, that's not going to happen. Don't hold your breath on that one. He does seem to like the one-step program.
He does.
And I think why is so that we can maintain this close relationship with him. So if I got the whole thing, I'm like, oh, well, okay. But he wants me to be close to him and connected with him and walk with him every single day. And so that keeps the relationship more intimate. Yes.
And it keeps, if we learn, if I learn one day at a time to find that peace that God's in charge, that God's going to take care of me. And I just need to be about my Father's business within that 24 hours, then I live a life much fuller than just racing down the road. So are we going to get to our verses? Because we're liable to talk.
Oh, well, if you have an example of this from the scriptures.
I was going to read, take off for, with the Israelites. They just got booted out of Egypt. And Pharaoh actually begged them to go, told them to go. They're all sorrowful hearts because of the tragedies of the firstborns. And even the Egyptians are like, come on, we'll help you back type of thing. Get out. So then we're in chapter 13 and verse 17. It says, when it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was nearer, for God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt.
Because they would have had to fight the Philistines.
Yes. So they weren't ready.
They weren't ready.
So God kind of took them a side road. Verse 18, so God led the people around by the way of the wilderness by the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of Egypt. So they could have gotten there quicker, but the Lord decided the longer route was the safer route for them. And plus, he's training them.
Interesting.
And it says they also took Joseph's bones with them. Remember, Joseph had asked when he died, take my bones with you. So they did. Moses did that. And verse 20, so they took their journey from Succoth. Is that how you say it?
Succoth.
And Captain Etham at the edge of the wilderness, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before the people. So they were, that was their roadmap, was one day in the daytime they had the shade from the clouds. Yeah. At night there was a pillar. I don't know how that worked. But they knew exactly how far to go and when to stop and how far to go and when to stop one day at a time.
So they had the cloud cover by day in the desert. You need that. Mm-hmm. And then at nighttime, it gets cold in the desert. And so they had a pillar of fire to keep them warm. Sounds like God had them pretty well protected and covered and being guided.
And guided. And it said that they went in orderly ranks. So they were in orderly ranks, and they were one day at a time on this journey after they were released from Egypt. It's going to get very interesting, but I hope that everybody picks up on this example, how God leads us. And it's obvious that God let them out of Egypt, and this was his plan. It was even prophesied years ago that they would be there for 400 years. And so now the time has come for that prophecy to be fulfilled. This is definitely God's will. And yet they're going one day at a time.
Interesting. And that's how God works with us. One day at a time. The one day at a time plan. Father, thank you so much for loving us and leading us and guiding us through our lives and keeping that close intimacy with us as well. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. And we pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. And all my dear brothers and sisters say,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. See you soon.